Well, the situation is as follows. In Liberia, there has been a break in transmission of the Ebola virus because they have gone for 42 days without any new infection. In Sierra Leone, they had begun the countdown. They had 8 days without any new infection. Unfortunately, on the 9th day, they recorded another illness, but all the people who had been in touch with that particular individual have been quarantined. They are looking to contain the situation and then get back to counting down the days within which they hope there would have been a break in transmission. And the same is also happening within Guinea. So all told, even though in the other two member states, the Ebola virus has not yet been completely eliminated and we haven't been able to record a break in transmission, there's been a significant reduction in the number of new infections. We are optimistic that by the time we have the next ECOWAS meeting, indeed, we would have been able to celebrate a break in transmission in Sierra Leone and also in Guinea.
Madam Foreign Minister, it seems security-wise, the sub-region is still very challenged. You mentioned the situation with security being on the agenda. We have Boko Haram in Nigeria that kind of laid low during the Nigerian election, but it doesn't seem that that organization has gone away. We have Mali. Mali is still a problem. What is the sub-region's plan now, how to go about dealing with these hot regions?
The situation is as follows. Over the last couple of months, the various parties and stakeholders in what is referred to as the Inter-Malian Dialogue have been going through a process of negotiations which was facilitated by Algeria. As a result of that process of negotiation and discussion on what should be the future of Mali, last Friday there was the signing of the Inter-Malian Dialogue Accord in Bamako. And so having gotten to the point where there is now a final agreement on the way forward with regard to the peace process and the whole process of ensuring greater decentralization of power within the various parts of the country. And there is a roadmap for making progress on that. We're optimistic that with that process of engagement, there will be a better effort towards building and consolidating the peace. With regard to the situation with Boko Haram in northeastern Nigeria, Boko Haram has been degraded. It's not as if they've gone into hiding. They actually have been degraded because of a continuous engagement with the forces of Boko Haram by the armed forces of Nigeria, Niger, Cameroon, and Chad. But that notwithstanding, there is a need to continue to focus on this matter because it's important that we're able to have peace and stability return to that part of our continent.
Is there a satisfaction with the situation in Burkina Faso, or there's still an impasse?
There is no impasse. In Burkina Faso, what is happening is that there is a transition government in place that is making the necessary preparations to take the country towards elections. The elections have been scheduled for the 11th of October. Preparations towards having those elections are ongoing.